Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, supporting enterprise locally through the National Enterprise Town Awards.
If as we're walking, a hand should slip free, I'll wait for you. Should I fall behind, wait for me.
Now we're here down in Blackhall Place. This is the annual Shine a Light for Focus Ireland. I'm just trying to catch up with some people here, some people who were here last year and indeed many years. I'm delighted to be joined by Karen Bryans from JP Morgan, Carol Andrews from Bank of New York Mellon, and Nora Casey from Harmonia, and an old friend. Nora, we'll start with you. You and I have been at this gig for a number of years. It kind of saddens me to say it, Nora, but for the last 5 years we've been here, the number of homelessness and the blight of homelessness continues to increase. Why are you here again this year?
We're over 10,000 homeless for a number of months now, first time in our history, 3,700 children. But then you think, how on earth am I ever going to make a difference? And the reality is, since this started in 2012, we've raised 4 million. 15,500 people have been saved from homelessness, or either moved to a house or their house has been saved. Even in the last year, 800 families were saved from homelessness and 800 didn't lose their home because of what we did this time last year. Yeah. So for everyone out there who says, what difference does it make? Does it, you know, does it get you to experience homelessness? Of course it doesn't. Like, here am I praying all day that it won't rain and the thunder won't. You know, people who are homeless have no choice. You know, they're all day, every day in all weathers out in the streets or with nowhere to call a home. But it does feel like we can stand in solidarity to them. We can, as it says, shine a light on the fact that homelessness still exists. I think it's a travesty of our time that we still, the government still, almost outsources homelessness to charities and to other organisations.
It's a very complex issue, Nora, and there are lots of different arms and strands to it, and sometimes we're in danger of oversimplifying it. Why don't we just do this, this or this? And I think maybe, you know, being here this evening and tonight, it puts you front and central to the actual problem. Exactly. And it just takes a lot of the noise away from it. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I think at its simplest form, people who are homeless, increasingly the profile is not a man in his middle ages with substance and drug abuse. It's increasingly a young woman between 23 and 33 fleeing domestic violence, an area I know an awful lot about myself, with children. And before you can deal with their complex needs, you have to give them the stability of a home. Other places in the world have achieved it. I 100% accept it's complex. I think there's enough funding in Ireland to be able to achieve it, but somebody has to have the balls to do it. I say it time and time again, somebody has to say emergency accommodation is not the solution. It definitely isn't. You need to first and foremost start to, now here we are with a social housing crisis, but we need to first of all give people the stability of their own home and then help them to try and get out of the hole they've got into.
I'm delighted to be joined by Karen Bryans from JP Morgan.
I suppose I'm here partly because I think over the last couple of years we've done something in work with children around Halloween for the homeless children, and we keep seeing the same kids every year, and I found that completely heartbreaking. And this year, I suppose with a few colleagues and friends of mine, we decided to actually do something about it in terms of raising awareness, shining a light and raising some money for the cause. And I think Focus Ireland do an absolutely amazing job. I think Nora's obviously talked about it and has all the facts and figures to hand, but they really do an amazing job, so I just really want to play a part in that.
We're also joined by Carol Andrews from the Bank of New York Mellon. Carol, great to see you.
Hello, Bobby.
Is this your first year here?
It sure is. So a group of us, seven of us, got together to want to do something, to do exactly what it says, shine a light on homelessness, and it's an opportunity for businesses to do exactly that. And we also felt that we had an opportunity as seven senior women to get together to raise funds for Focus Ireland, and we've done some super fundraising, and it's very important that the business community plays its part in the crisis.
Now we're still outside here waiting to bed down. People are having soup and sandwiches, and I'm delighted now to be joined by Pat Dennigan. He's the CEO of Focus Ireland. Pat, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Yeah. We heard Sister Stan earlier, Pat. We've talked to a number of the different business people here. As CEO of the organisation, how big a night is this for you?
This is a huge night for us. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, but it's not just tonight that we use it for. We use it to get to know people and introduce our message and introduce ourselves to business leaders and to people all over the country. We've got, I think it's seven Focus Ireland sleepouts tonight here in Blackhall Place, in the Ivy Gardens, in Wexford, in Waterford, and Spike Island in Cork, in Limerick and in Sligo.
Yeah.
And it's our way of reaching out to people to spread the issue, to make sure people understand the issue and get to grips with that issue, and hopefully to go and talk to them as the year goes on to try and partner with them to resolve this issue.
Now we're outside at the Shine of Light down in Blackhall Place at the headquarters of the Law Society, and our host here this evening is Ken Murphy. He's an old friend of the show, and Ken, thanks for the welcome here this evening.
Bobby, you're usually welcoming me to your place, and now I'm welcoming you to my place. And it is a real joy to have the Shine of Light taking place here in Blackhall Place, and to see the sign up on the side of this building that dates from 1783, and it says Shine a Light, and it is focusing on the need to address the homeless issue, the appalling homeless issue in this country. The Law Society is absolutely delighted to be playing a small part in this. You're all very welcome here tonight.
Thank you, Ken. And alarmingly, the figures, unfortunately, with all the money that's been raised and all the good work that's been done, the situation doesn't seem to be improving.
I don't claim any expertise or insight on this. I just have a feeling that somehow or other you expect the figures to peak and then to start to drop, and that this issue in terms of the curve in which it's operating should be on the way down now, but it isn't. Yeah. It's still going up. That's what's shocking and appalling. I don't understand why, but we need to understand why, and we need to deal with it.
We're also delighted to be joined now by Catherine Guy. She's the CEO of that great car hire company, Six. You're very welcome to the programme, Catherine.
Good to see you, Bobby. Thank you. This is my seventh year actually doing the sleep out with Focus Ireland. And just reflecting on what Ken said there, when I started, the first night we slept out, they were talking about the numbers. At that stage, there were 300 children who were in emergency accommodation or equivalent. And today that number is 4,000. And the family homelessness, which was something I frankly had not considered. I was thinking of what you might call rough sleepers. The family homelessness crisis has just multiplied to a phenomenal amount. So frankly, I'm kind of ashamed as a citizen of the country that that's what we tolerate and that's what we expect. I admire the work that Focus Ireland does. I've done a bit of work with them. I think their commitment, and you've seen Sister Stan, she's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It clearly needs a more macro approach to actually resolve it. But this is just a tiny, small contribution that we can make. I also think it's important. It's becoming normalised. Now, the numbers are no longer shocking. Originally, this was to raise awareness of the issue. Awareness is now so rampant that actually we don't think about it anymore. And I think this is why it's really important to actually highlight it for one night.
Colin Brady, also in a related business from Europe Car. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
How many sleepouts have you done?
This is my first one. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll tell you how it works in a minute.
Thank you.
But why are you here, Colin?
As a recently appointed CEO to the business, I think I was looking around at some opportunities of where I could use the new position to actually sort of make a difference. And actually, I was seeing you being involved over the last few years, and because I've been on your show, I said, like, that's something that I'd like to do. And I wanted to do it last year, but couldn't do it. But this year I said, no, I definitely signed up fairly early on and said, right, this is my chance to make a difference. And we've got a big company, a lot of employees. The plan is to use this as a stepping stone for the employees. For the next couple of weeks, we're going to be launching a few initiatives around trying to use our assets, the employees and the cars and the vehicles that we have, to try and make a difference in the communities around the country.
So right.
Seeing that currently the money that's raised is over 600,000, they're planning to try and get to €1 million. The fact that we're all here being part of it, I think this is where CEOs and MDs and people in senior positions in companies can actually make a difference and use those relationships with their customers and the suppliers and their employees actually to make a difference. And being one night, I get to go home tomorrow. This isn't tough for us. Like this is we're getting to get a small little glimpse of it, and then sort of 6 o'clock tomorrow morning we go home. So
now we're here at the Focus Ireland Shine a Light Sleep Out, and it's my honour and pleasure to meet the founder of Focus Ireland, Sister Stan. Sister Stan, so nice to see you. Just maybe give us an overview, if you would, about the current situation and really how catastrophic it actually is.
Well, the current situation, we call it a crisis, but it's much more than a crisis. I think it's a total disaster, where we have over 10,000 people who are homeless, and 4,000 children. It's hard to imagine it. I mean, these are figures, but they are people. Yeah. They are human beings, fathers and mothers and children, and brothers and sisters. And to think that at this stage in Ireland, we are a wealthy country, that we have that number who are homeless, it's appalling. It's a disaster. And as I said inside, it's not a natural disaster. It is a disaster that is caused by the priorities and the policies of successive governments who did not provide social and affordable housing. And that's the only answer.
And there's, you've been very close to the situation of homelessness over a long number of years. And, you know, it seems to me, as somebody who doesn't know really anything about the situation, but it seems to me in recent years to have almost become normalised. And people who have entered homelessness now are not people, you know, with addictions. They're ordinary people who just have found themselves in a difficult situation.
No, absolutely. Many people, as you say, are ordinary people who lose their home because of the rent or because of the mortgage or because it's been sold off, or for some reason they cannot remain in their home. So for economic reasons, they're homeless. Yeah. No other reasons. But the problem really is that they then remain homeless for a long time. And if you remain homeless, if you are, for example, a family in a bed and breakfast, that affects them, and that will affect them for the rest of their lives. So they start out as ordinary people, but it really can have a disastrous effect, especially on young people.
Are you any way optimistic, or can you be any way optimistic, that at some stage we'll reach a peak here and the numbers will start going the other way?
I don't think it'll happen immediately, but I am optimistic because I see what Focus Ireland does. Focus Ireland is different from other organisations in that we are committed to prevent homelessness and to help people exit it. And we are doing that. In that we've helped 500 families or more to come out of bed and breakfast this year and to have a home. So I suppose that gives me hope, and I believe that it is possible. It is solvable. All the government needs to do is to decide this is a priority, this is urgent, this has to be done now, and immediately take on the challenge of providing social and affordable housing. I am certain it is solvable. I'm certain if the political will was there, it could be solved.
Delighted to introduce to you now John O'Hare. He's the Services Manager at Focus Ireland. You're welcome to the programme, John.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
John, can you tell us, and tell our listeners indeed, the type of, I suppose, individuals, the type of situations that you're presented with on a daily basis?
Well, they're very different, but they're all very distressing and traumatic, Bobby. In the last number of years, a huge amount of families and children have been becoming homeless, mostly due to the pressures in the private rented market. And they very often think, okay, I've lost this house, but I'll get another one fairly quickly. And it transpires very quickly that it's not easy to get back into a new home. Rents are extremely high, and people are talking about 30, 40 viewings a month to try and get a place to live. Unfortunately, then, what often happens is they end up in emergency accommodation. And that's a whole different set of problems. So very often people come into homelessness without any of the issues we traditionally would have associated with homelessness, like addiction or poor mental health, etc. But once you're living in emergency accommodation in a hotel room, one room with maybe nowhere to eat, nowhere to cook, nowhere to bring friends, nowhere to do your homework, then you start to have to deal with a whole different set of challenges that are very, very difficult.
And are you saying then that if you enter emergency accommodation, that once you sort of are in that category, it becomes extra difficult to get out of it?
Well, it's almost impossible to continue a normal life, get your children to school, get your children to the activities that they're used to going to, try and keep normal life going, and at the same time do all of the things you need to do to try and get somewhere to live. And we're also talking about people trying to get to work. I dealt with a family this week where mum was getting up at 6:30 in the morning to drop her kids to a friend so she could get to work. Her friend bring the kids to school, and then mum comes home in the evening, picks them up and goes back to the emergency accommodation. And she's done that for a number of months. So these are extraordinary challenges that people are trying to face every day. The good news is they do face them, and when we're there to help and support them, many children and families actually do find a home, and this year alone we've helped over 500 families to get out of emergency accommodation and into a new home. And what's really important there as well is after they move in, we also provide support to make sure they settle in and are not at risk of returning to homelessness.
Okay, well, thanks for letting us into your world, John. The work that you do is truly amazing. And again, for us to get just even a small insight is most beneficial. So
thanks very much,
thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Should I fall behind? Wait for me. We swore we'd travel, darling, side by side. We'd help each other stay in stride.